Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's a really great honor to be here with you today. Our website is believe.love. Catch us on iTunes and subscribe, believeitunes.com. Android users, believeandroid.com. And of course, our YouTube channel is youtube.com/believeloveyou. It's such a beautiful day here in Miami Beach, Florida. The sun is shining. Trust me, I'm from Michigan originally. I understand the winter. My friends from Chicago, we were looking last night, it was 26 degrees in Chicago. And so I remember the days when I was in the snow. So wherever you are, we're going to help you. Wherever you are in the world, we're going to help you. We've had some really amazing people on the show. We've had interviews with guests that have been on national TV and all over, and I've been really honored to talk to people. You know, our categories are money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And we've talked to people that have covered all of it, all of those categories. And we're becoming a network. And today we're going to help you with some really, really great topics. I really want you to achieve things you've never thought possible for yourself. That's why I started this network. And it's really becoming we, because there's so many people now involved. It's actually amazing. I don't really have words to describe. I'm breaking up into tears. I don't really have words to describe how amazing it is. I mean, we talk about true success and that sort of what can help somebody really find the purpose in their life beyond just making money. And I would love to talk about the power of other people in that regard. Something I've never really thought about until it's right in front of you, right in front of your face. True success in terms of finding your fulfillment in life, sort of after you have survival covered or after your living situation is, which is tough for a lot of people. We're just trying to survive. And I understand that, actually. I've had a lot and I've had almost nothing. And I've really made some big bets to sort of tease that line sometimes of having a lot and having nothing. Depending on what people are doing with business, they can have sometimes, people can be in debt and all kinds of things. But the power of other people when it comes to your success, I can tell you for me, in the last month, things have changed beyond my wildest dreams. Right now, we're going through a move. You see, I'm not in the studio, moving condos, and then also getting now an office space, which will eventually become a studio. Actually, a yoga studio as well. We're really excited about that. The website is wearelove.love. If you're in Miami Beach, you're welcome to take some classes. And it's at a great location right on Lincoln Road, which is a popular area in Miami Beach. Kind of similar to the Promenade in Santa Monica, California, west of LA. But we're honored to have a full schedule now of yoga classes, and it's really come together in the last month. I've put together city business permits, getting the lease, getting the flooring, anybody who's done anything like this, getting the glass, everything, hiring about 17 people. Some of them are, of course, teachers and independent contractors, but meeting with a lot of amazing people. People I can't begin to describe how amazing this is. And it can be for you in your life. And that's why I'm talking about this. I think it's actually probably directly related to your success, which I did a lot of things sort of individually. And I haven't confronted or I haven't had the honor of having these feelings almost of a combination of fear and excitement and contentment. It's all cycling through me. And I think sometimes when you have things that are like that in your life, you know you're on to something. You know you're doing what you need to do. You're actually confronting or dealing with something that you really were meant to deal with, or it's at the right time for you in that lifetime. You can feel all those mixture of emotions and things get brought out of you, and you know, it's, you have to like sort of work through it. So for me, I can tell you, you know, there's a book by David Wilcock called The Synchronicity Key. And if you talked to me about this 10 years ago, I would have said things, synchronicity is not real. But I was in Puerto Rico 2 years ago now, 2015, living there most of the year, and which is a random story in itself, but I was there. And I had a very tough thing, relationship-wise, which actually a beautiful person, girl, in Puerto Rico, and it just brought out a lot of things. We had a great time, and then tough things happen. And I kind of figured out that it wasn't all about me. And at that time, I mean, I was on the ground, kind of like confronted with this feeling of, I'm human, I have all these things I think I desire, but it's not all about me, and I just don't care about them anymore. And just crying like a little baby. And it was a great gift that I got from that experience, but I felt like my heart was ripped out of my chest, really. And she, so I always thank her for that, actually. And I was thinking maybe I need to give away all my money and move to Costa Rica and live in the jungle or something, right? I mean, we go through these things. Some people don't. Some people would never have a thought like that. I could totally understand that. Probably 5 years previous to that, I would have never had a thought like that, and I would have thought somebody who did is out of their mind. But that's okay. So that was what was going through my head. I didn't end up doing that, but the trajectory of my life changed. I'm thinking, I need to get the courage up to try to create a network like this. Believe.love, you know, Believe is our network. And right now it's been me and me interviewing people. It's not really, there's going to be, now we have reporters that are going to do reports probably in the next month. You're going to see it on some shows. And it's really exciting. But not only that, I mean, now in Miami, I ended up moving back to Miami, which I'm happy. I lived in Miami previously for most of 10 years. And I just was used to doing things by myself. And it was a trust issue. You know, trust is the most valuable currency in the world. Trust. Trust is the most valuable currency in the world by far. It's not even close. But it's a two-way street. And for me, I had to trust as well. And I had to give first. You know, kind of sign a lease for 3 years for a studio or office space or a yoga studio. It's kind of all in one. It's a great space on Lincoln Road here in Miami Beach. But had to have that trust to be able to do that in myself and in other people. And same with the people I've been meeting. A lot of it has been very calming, meeting with these great people. Everybody's been on time. People are really passionate about this. So our company is called Love, L-O-V-E exclamation mark. I mentioned it in previous episodes. And it's been really amazing, the response. And what I would say to anybody who wants to have true success, when you're thinking about the people to get involved with, whether it's a business venture or You want to be happier, probably could be the most important thing. Those people around you, that can be so valuable. It doesn't seem like that would be the case. In fact, a lot of us, we want to close off. And it's because I think there can be so much, for me at least, for a man and maybe other people, not necessarily just men, but sometimes logical people or something. The trust is such a big thing to be able to believe that somebody's not going to randomly do something to take you off your game, right? So it takes courage for any of us to get involved with other people because we don't control, you know, of course, that people are doing whatever they're doing. And that can be a beautiful thing. But what I would say in regards to the synchronicity key and David Wilcock in his book, New York Times bestseller, and I'd love to have David on the show. Would absolutely love it. But what I could say about synchronicity, like in this case, is when things just start lining up. And in Puerto Rico, I started waking up more because of maybe some of the trauma. And sometimes we might have asked for this trauma before this lifetime. We've talked about, I think in previous episodes, past life regressions are very real. Dr. Brian Weiss from Yale has done it thousands of times. Dr. Ian Stevenson from the University of Virginia did it thousands of times. And these are guys that are mainstream and they went back and with hypnosis, they might have had a six-year-old that found out they were a British soldier and they went back and found out that British soldier actually existed and the six-year-old knew all about their wife and just a random British soldier, for example. And there's thousands of these cases. And by the way, it doesn't just mean that you were just human before this lifetime or even after this lifetime. So in any case, the synchronicities, sometimes we may have asked for these traumas before this life, which is kind of strange, right? Because it's kind of like, why would we do that? But time is an illusion. We know that. Einstein proved that. Time is relative. It can be bent. It's possible we could go forward and backwards through hypnosis and time. It's possible. What the physicists say is all points in space and time are connected. All points in space and time are connected, and that's mainstream science. So, okay, all that considered, here we are, right? Here we are. So we're here, and the synchronicities for me in Puerto Rico were lining up, bam, bam. The clock started being like 11:11 or 1:11 or 2:22 when I was looking at it. And I had never heard any New Age people talking about that. I had never heard anybody even bring up that could be happening like I'm doing now for you. I just noticed that suddenly the clock was lining up all the time when I looked at it. Not every time, but like a high percentage, like abnormally. Like I wasn't like checking it. And somebody could say subconsciously were or something. No, I didn't care at all. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my brain has some, right now it's not lined up, right? But it was happening a lot. And I wasn't looking for it to happen. I was actually in a lot of pain. And the pain was a gift because it caused me to look at Gaia.com, which is a media network I highly recommend. Gaia.com and all the shows. I mean, there's so many documentaries, and you can find a lot of stuff on YouTube for free. But I started looking at all these shows, like, you know, and things started popping up online. Like the law of one, like a random text website that's been out since for 10, 15 years and super random and like hearing about the law of one online, like randomly, like why? I don't even know how I would find it ever. And then like watching a show on Gaia and then bam, the law of one is discussed. And it's like, why is, what's up with this law of one? Like, why is this coming up in my life, right? Bam, bam, bam. Those are synchronicities. So in terms of people, what I would say is you can also look for that or notice it, I should say. I don't want to say look for it because sometimes we can trick ourselves. Sometimes we can maybe trick ourselves and then we can start doubting if the synchronicities are real. Okay, let's take all that out of it. Let's just say that certain synchronicities are stronger than our doubts, okay? Because I do believe that. Because I had the most analytical brain of many people that I know, and also I have other parts of my brain, right? Just like everybody, we all do. So with the people that have been getting involved with the company now, this company, Believe is part of the company Love, L-O-V-E exclamation mark. And it's like everybody's on time. They're super excited. And it's like, not like once, it's like 17 out of 20 times, like bam, 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 like right in a row, like within a month. And we did outreach. I mean, what I will tell you about getting people involved and finding these things, you know, I have a great assistant, Natalia, and I said, you know, let's do some outreach. And we had to actually post some ads places, contact people, and then, you know, certain people referred other people to us. So we actually did have to take some action. I will say that. So it's something to keep in mind. But if you're embarrassed to do it, just like maybe, I don't know that I was embarrassed, but if you're shy or something, then again, go to Upwork.com, find a great assistant. Natalia is in Europe, Eastern Europe, actually, which I love that area. And, you know, there's a lot of people that really want to work in countries like the Philippines. And the rates can be very reasonable, a couple dollars an hour. And sometimes when you interview enough people, you'll find one you really connect with that's fairly reliable. And not just in the Philippines, I mean, a lot of places in the world. So I really recommend Upwork.com. But I also will tell you, it will take some effort to find somebody that's reliable. It will take some effort, and you might want to pay them a little bit more than they might usually be getting paid, if you can. Sometimes we can't. I mean, all of this, from my time in Puerto Rico till now, it's basically like profit hasn't necessarily been on my mind. My whole life, I was making a lot of profit. For a couple years, enough to be able to have my life change like this, by the way. So, I mean, there is an aspect in our world, and we'll talk about it, we have in previous episodes, to, you know, business and money. I mean, we have to run our lives and be able to pay for things. That is very true currently in the world. And it's much easier to have sometimes these revelations when we have some space to be able to have them and not just worry about survival and work. And for me, you know, I was focused on that after I had the real estate, the whole economy had problems in 2008. I lost everything at that time. So I had to redirect my life, and it took quite a few years. And I was all about finding something that would simply work. So in terms of talking to people and having this power of other people, in terms of having the power of other people help you in your success, it's also us realizing it's not all about us. I mean, part of the reason that people are so excited about this company is because I think they know that that's true, that there's actually a cause here, no matter, it actually has nothing to do with me or my imperfections or whatever. I mean, I'm the one that is trying currently. I'm in this body, and this body is working on seeing certain things and setting the direction and making sure everything is, budgets. And I mean, there's a lot. And right now it's taking a big risk, and I'm honored to do that because the truth is I'll be okay. And you can tell yourself that too. You'll be okay. No matter what's going on in your life, you'll be okay. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that. But my point is that when we see these synchronicities in regards to other people, and you finally find that thing where maybe, you thought your purpose was this, or you thought your purpose was that, and it's a little bit more difficult, dealing with people and things, or us ourselves were a little bit more difficult, and it's not really vibing together. Like, okay, that's good. It might be that resistance which leads you to what you're really supposed to be doing. And possibly, I'm just saying possibly, when you find that thing you're really supposed to be doing, things can line up, bam, bam, bam. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm very logical. I'm not into things that would be considered not real, although that definition is changing. We're energy, we're energetic beings in a human body. There's science to prove that. Science regarding consciousness, studies about near-death experiences, there's a lot going on there. Nassim Harriman, the physicist, who's been published in mainstream scientific journals, who's proven things Einstein hasn't. I saw him at Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, which was great. A real honor. So when you get to that thing you're finally supposed to be doing, it may be possible that things just start aligning. And doesn't mean all of it's going to be perfect. Part of the beauty in it is that, but you might have, for some reason, you might be allowing yourself to experience it. Meaning, you might encounter people and they have some fear, but they have great intentions, and you might be in the position, because everything is lining up, where you're being more patient with them, or you're allowing them to go through things. Because sometimes we have to do that. We have to allow people to go through their things. That can be tough, especially if you're making a big financial leap of faith, right? And hiring people and things. But it's okay. Because hopefully they do the same for me, right? People, hopefully all of you can allow me to go through some things as well, because I am, let me tell you. Because once you find this thing, the power of other people, I mean, it can be, for some people who've kept to themselves in terms of their quote-unquote success, or they've had to because of trust, they're like, I don't want to trust anybody. Because people are, wild. They can be wild, but so can we, right? We can be wild, right? So, and then let's say you're in a situation and you feel like, I can trust. Well, you might still be checking it mentally, like, or you might be so overwhelmed, in my case, so overwhelmed with being grateful that I don't even know what to think. I mean, honestly, I've been laying in bed. And it's good. It's like peaceful. It's really a form of meditation. It's really a form of meditation, to just be at peace and kind of let everything sink in. Let everything sink in and kind of process. And some people need to process things in different ways. Some people through yoga, like yoga can actually be all the time. Right? It's not just when you go to yoga class. And yoga, the definition is an interesting definition as well, but it's all part of harmony, maybe unity with ourselves, with those feelings. It's all part of a process, probably, that we may have helped set up, including the resistance The resistance may be the gift that we came to this planet to experience. If there was no resistance where we came from, we may have actually had the great honor of experiencing all of these things we think could be very crazy. That might be the real gift. If you watch Westworld on HBO, again, I don't happen to necessarily, well, I don't think most of us aren't mechanical like Westworld, the show. They're robots within bodies in a different sort of world, and people pay to go in that world. So I don't necessarily think that that's what's going on. But what I would say is that it may be that the gift is experiencing the tough things here, which would really be a strange thing. It would seem quite strange that the gift is experiencing the craziness, what we could say, the unpredictability of the world. We'd be like, why would I choose that? And listen, if everything is harmonious and sort of calm outside of this world and in maybe the true reality of our energetic selves or souls or a variety of possibilities there, then maybe this is a very intense school for us, right? And that's what makes it an intense school, is that these unpredictable things can happen. We have these emotions and balance, and our brains are doing things, and it's like there's a lot going on that we don't control, and it's like, whoa. Whereas maybe when we're out of these bodies, we are more aware of all points in space and time being connected. We may have helped to create space and time as part of an intelligence that includes everything. And everything is one, right? So there's a lot of possibilities there. So things can line up. People can be so powerful for you and your success. People that are resonating with maybe what your true purpose is. And eventually, if it comes to like, again, we have, I think, 17 people or something like that. 19, including a couple great video editors. And it's like, and actually 20, I'm thinking about more people that have really helped at all. 20 people, it's like, well, there must be something to it. And I was on a show, the 20-minute podcast, and he actually, David, he made it 2 episodes. I was a guest on a show this past week. I think it's not going to be aired until April of 2017. But he actually made it back-to-back episodes, which was a real honor. It was like flattering that he, I guess he liked what I was saying or what was coming through me. Because I'm definitely not the only one involved, I think, in my what's going on. And I would say that could be true for all of us. All of us. There could be other influences involved in your life that you can't see. That you can't see. But I was talking to David, and he said he just believes if that's what's been happening with our company, that there's something to it. There's got to be something to it. And that was really cool. Meaning that maybe it's meant to be. And again, people, I think we can throw that around a lot. So, but still, after the amount of people, it's just unbelievable. So when you find something like that in your life, and it really is like coming at you, the synchronicities, maybe that's when you might know that the people that are involved are the right people for the right time. Good and bad is subjective. You know, it could be that it's at a church group in prison somewhere. For somebody to change their life. I mean, there is good in everybody's heart. There's good in everybody's heart. And what came to me at different times from something other than myself, some entity or something, intelligence, a higher intelligence, which could mean everything from my higher self, consciousness, a being, an entity, an energetic being, something, was that there's definitely a higher intelligence and that there's good in everybody's heart, and that's what lives on. The good in everybody's heart is what lives on. That's what is real. People want to know what's real. That's what I was told, that the good is what lives on, and that's what connects everything. The good in people, in every person, no matter if they're in prison or not, or whatever they've done, that the good is what lives on. So we can be thankful, and I can too, of these feelings of when, even when things are going right, we start to have fear of success. Even if we've had success in the past, we may have also had tough times. We may also understand that in the world, it seems like a lot for things to be quote unquote real or not, right? Meaning, what I mean by that is, like, it seems like an amazing thing when things work out. Like, we could be used to so many random things happening that it seems like for something to work is amazing. Like, wow, this is actually working. And then you're like, should I be doubting it? What should I be checking for things, you know? And it's understandable. That fear or that checking is why we don't just jump off bridges and do weird things. What I mean is, like, why we're not just running into walls and, like, bouncing off the walls. Like, we have a fear that, like, it does, like, keep us alive. Like, we're not just, you know, people just completely doing random things. There's a fear or a desire to keep living that could be good because it allows us to want to experience this life. It's built in. Like, we don't just do completely random things because we know we're going to live on out of this body. I mean, technically, until we're there, somebody could say, well, we don't know that it's 100% true. But I would say for me, there's enough of the synchronicities over some years now where it's like, 10 years ago, I couldn't have said this. Right now, I can say there's a 100% chance there is more to you than just this life and this body. 100% chance that there is more going on than just this life and this body for our story. Whatever that may be, people can have different experiences, but that is what has been shown to me in many ways, many times, to the point where I can say it's a 100%. And that's really strong, like not 99, like 100%. So we can be thankful for these things we have to process, and just allowing ourselves to be thankful when things are working. Even when your dreams come true, how grateful are you going to feel? I'm beside myself. I mean, I can't even describe the feeling. It's almost like I'm in shock a little bit. And there's a lot that has to happen still, but the people are involved now to actually have those things happen. And it's not just one person, it's a lot of them. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I created this segment. Eventually, when you find your cause, when you find your purpose that will bring you true success, whether it's with your family, your love life, your business, your purpose, harmony within yourself, and the people are around you, you'll feel like there's a confidence now in terms of, man, this can actually happen. And it can happen because of the people. Because of the people, it can happen. And I didn't really think about it like that. I thought I had to really do everything myself. I knew I couldn't. And that's why I finally did sign a lease and think maybe I could get people in real life. I used to hire people only online. I had a great life. I didn't have to do any of that. I didn't have to bring it into an in-person staff and office. Some people think they don't want to have to go to a staff in an office and everything. And I understand that. I used to think, it's going to be a pain. And it's just starting now. But in this case, with this cause, everything is lining up and the people are really amazing. And it will succeed because of the people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So my success is because of the people. It has something to do with me. I think it's okay to feel good about yourself, but it will actually happen because of the people. I don't have to do it all myself. And I would just bring that to your attention. Whatever you're working with in life. So, wow. I hope this has really been helpful in some way. I think that when we start to move these boulders, it can feel like boulders in our life. It can be very scary. It can be very shocking. It can feel like crazy. It can feel vulnerable. You can feel vulnerable. You can feel like, am I going to succeed or fail? Is this the right thing, or am I taking a chance that I'm going to get hurt? You know, that's cool. I think when in some cases you're on the right track when you do that. I don't know that we have to be reckless. I think that's what we're always trying to gauge, right? But you'll know it's the right thing. And when you do, it can be scary because you can be used to feeling a certain way. You can be used to feeling sad, alone, like you don't know if you can do it, doubting yourself, all these things I've felt. And you know what? That can make it even sweeter. That can make you feel the intense, the beauty of the gratitude you can feel. At least for me, it's overwhelming. So those deep, quote unquote, negative feelings can directly enable the opposite feelings to be so, so deep as well. It's just the range of emotion that you can feel. You might enable yourself to have a higher range of emotion in the good areas. And then we can harmonize those feelings. That's what's going on with me right now. Harmonizing what we would call the tough feelings. So maybe the lows aren't so low anymore, or that the lows become integrated in a process, in a spiral of feeling like more in tune with maybe your true purpose, why you came here, and there can be a process to it. And it doesn't have to be the same for everybody. And so, but there can be some kind of pattern in terms of your harmony, which includes the tough feelings. Instead of feeling like it's a failure when you have them, it's just incorporating them or loving them more. And I have to do that a lot. So I am. So there's a lot of emotion involved with that. Even if you're a man, it's okay to have emotions, by the way, men. So it's a real honor to share this with you. I hope it touches somebody. I would love to hear from you. believe@believe.love. If you need help with anything, we want to help you. believe@believe.love. That's our email address. Send us an email. Comment on YouTube, youtube.com/believe loves you. Share it. Share these. If you want something that kind of addresses reality, but also is designed to shed light on the positive things, and maybe not as much the fear, even though we can be thankful for the fear, but there's a lot of it in the news, right? There's a lot of fear. If you want something positive, all you have to do to help is share the links and really get passionate about it. I'm passionate about you, whoever's watching this and listening. BelieveiTunes.com. When you just click subscribe, it helps us. That's all you have to do. It's free. BelieveAndroid.com for Android users. And Believe.love is our website. And I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been an honor to help you. I hope I've touched you somewhere. And we'll talk to you again soon.